Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 14th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank our March patron, thank you so much, Wicked Kitten, for joining the Gamers In Patreon. We do really appreciate the support, thank you so much. Also, just a quick shout out, welcome back to Will, who is going to be our April patron. And thank you to CRV, ATV, and Josh Cook for joining up as well. They'll get shoutouts all month long in May and June. So we're queuing some folks up. We do really appreciate all the additional support and tweets and listens and downloads. It's all appreciated. Thank you so much. Heading into the Gamers Inn this week, I really want to play Guardians of the Galaxy now that it is on Game Pass. I feel like it's a good time to bring it to the show since more people have access to it. On the episode we just posted, which did go up late. So if you're wondering, it went up late because we had some scheduling changes, and as noted, my birthday was on Wednesday, so instead of recording on Tuesday, we recorded on Thursday. So just a little behind the scenes there. But I do want to check out Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm still playing Far Changing Sails, still playing Horizon Forbidden West. There's some games coming up on the horizon that I really want to check out as well. So lots going on, but Guardians of the Galaxy is something I want to do. I'm going to play it this weekend, and I promised Jocelyn I would play Horizon and get to the... Literally, I have to go drop off a quest item, and then I should be getting like a huge info dump of more like, what the hell, oh my god type stuff, like text Jocelyn type stuff. So she's waiting for me to do that. So if anyone is thinking, oh, Ryan's just going to play Guardians and not go back to Horizon, I have to go back to Horizon, or I don't think there will be a Gamers In episode next week. And speaking of Horizon, Jocelyn and I talked, it, as we joke, it's a, you know, oh, it's a game that's going to dominate the show. It will certainly come up a lot. But I feel like we have like two more conversations left, two more complete conversations on the game for the show, and Joss and I talked about this, and pretty much like next week, we'll likely talk about it again, because Jocelyn will have final thoughts, she'll have finished it, of course it'll be spoiler free, because she does not want to spoil me, or anybody else who's trying to experience the game, and I do my best to kind of mark spoilers, and kind of, when we said, okay, that's enough for spoilers, we move on, we don't jump back and forth, so the timestamps are fairly accurate, I do my darndest to make sure of that, because I don't want anyone to be spoiled as well. But essentially, we should have a conversation on the episode this week, as Jocelyn is thinking she's going to finish it, last week spoke, and then we'll have a conversation in likely April, which will be a full spoiler cast, and will likely be modeled under the Inside the Game episode structure, which is a special monthly Patreon-supported tier, or not tier, but unlockable goal. It's on our Patreon. It's a bit farther out. I think it's just above game night. But it's either a monthly or a quarterly. I can't remember. But it is something that we want to do, where, similar to Horizon, we would play one game, finish it, and do an in-depth extra episode. This spoiler cast coming in April will likely be in place of a normal episode, just because we haven't hit that goal yet. But we like to preview content that we can unlock through the Patreon every once in a while. And speaking of that, I have a little teaser for everyone who listens to this, speaking of Patreon and unlockable goals. Way back in the day, we used to have game night, and it was locked to patrons, and it was part of a Patreon goal that we had hit for a long time. And, you know, as things changed, we had to sort of rearrange how things worked. And we haven't had that, we haven't been at that goal in a while. And, you know, we've been, everyone's busy, and it is what it is. But here's the thing. We are going to do a Gamers In game night preview for what that goal is. And we're very close to it. We're not far. And what game night is we're hoping to set up something in April as well that will be a game night modeled around what would normally be our monthly game night if it was unlocked on Patreon. So it'll be chosen by patrons. It will be priority invite for patrons at the $2 level. And Yeah, so we're looking to play a game, and it'll likely be on Jocelyn's streaming time, which is Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern. So keep that in mind. But there will be a Patreon post that goes up in a couple weeks once Jocelyn and I work out some details. And then after it's been presented to the patrons for a bit, we'll bring it to all the listeners in terms of information in a little bit after that. So as patrons, you're getting a teaser here now. And then patrons will get a note in a week or so seeking information on games and what games we should play and what interest there is. And we'll go from there. But it's looking likely that we'll have a game night preview in April with patrons playing some games live on Twitch. And anybody can watch. We'll be streaming on Jocelyn's Twitch. We're not restricting that, obviously. But it will be priority invite to patrons. So we'll invite patrons to play with us first. And if there are open slots and people want to jump in, those folks are welcome to jump in as well. So, but we are hoping to have a whole bunch of our awesome patrons join us for this game night preview. So more details on that coming soon. Joss and I will work out the details and get a patron post up. And then we'll share the news with all of our listeners on the Gamers In proper. So stay tuned for that. Over on Summoner's Call, we have new special heroes to go over to celebrate the arrival of spring, even though there's still snow on the ground here, but the heroes will be around for a month, so hopefully the snow will melt by then. And as for upcoming video games, what do we got? Tunic, coming to Xbox and PC on the 16th. Can't wait to check that one out. Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin, coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 18th. Ghostwire Tokyo coming to PlayStation 5 and PC on the 25th. Jocelyn's going to be checking that one out. Kirby and the Forgotten Land on Switch also on the 25th. I'm looking for that one. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 25th. And Weird West coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 31st. So there you have it. Still plenty of games to enjoy in the month of March. And that's going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.